Details on the DUS Day Clinic coming up, Findlay Municipal Court, your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard and your WT11 weather forecast calling for some sunshine, 75. Do have a fog advisory out for Allen County till 10 this morning. Check out WKXA.com for all the details. And here comes the judges. Yes, Judge Stephanie Bishop and Judge Alan Hackenberg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in early. I wasn't too sure the doors were unlocked, but they let you in here.
They did. Yeah, thanks for having us again. Yeah.
Sure. We've got our morning mind bender. You guys have been thinking about this. 1 in 4 people admit they've done this before 9 a.m. on Monday. What do you think, Stephanie?
I'm going to be boring and go with drink coffee. I'm that's pretty sure that's not the answer because I'm sure more than 1 in 4 people have.
Yeah. I say I drink at least 3 cups of coffee.
There you go. That would be true.
Alan,
I'll say come up with a reason to call in sick or go home sick and right. Enjoy
too much
the beautiful
weekend.
Day. Yes.
Yeah, especially today. There may be some of that. Right? Coming up on Thursday, you guys will be busy. It is the Findlay Municipal Court's DUS clinic. So who wants to explain the clinic?
Our DUS clinic, it'll be our 7th annual, actually, doesn't seem like it could be, but it is. It's an opportunity for individuals that do not have a valid driver's license to come in and have the court help them to either get valid, get driving privileges, or maybe even just get a roadmap as to what they can do to eventually get a valid license. So mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to hopefully get a valid license so you can drive
legally.
So that you can drive legally.
Legally, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not running scared or whatever
you
want to
call it. Yeah. Right.
So, Alan, what can we expect on that day?
Well, you can expect everyone from the court to be ready to take care of you when you walk in there. Appointments certainly would be preferred just to expedite their situation, but walk-ins are always welcome. When they walk in, they can be expected to meet with staff. We'll figure out and identify what their issue is. We'll get them to the right personnel, and hopefully they leave with the ability to, you know, drive validly or with privileges, or like Judge Bishop said, certainly with a plan of attack to go forth for what we can't get taken care of for them that day.
So you'll have folks there that can help out, right?
Yeah, we'll have job and family services. Yeah. We will have BMV representatives. And I believe the public defender's office and or the city prosecutor's office are available as well if necessary, if we get into those kind of situations. But we should have plenty of people on hand to meet the demand.
Yeah, okay. A lot of different situations, I guess, that can come up.
There's a variety of different ways your license can be suspended. If you have a suspension out of our court or are a resident of Hancock County, then we can certainly help you either to clear that suspension or, again, at least get driving privileges, depending on what type of suspensions you have, or get that roadmap to figure out what you need to do once other steps have been taken.
All right. Judges Alan Hackenberg and Stephanie Bishop in this morning. DUS clinic is Thursday, so what do folks need to bring with them? And do they need to set up an appointment?
They do not have to set up an appointment, but if you do have an appointment, then it would help to expedite you being seen. So schedule an appointment if you want to. Walk-ins are welcome. If you need to get driving privileges, then you're going to need to bring current proof of insurance as well as any type of employment pay stub to provide proof that you are employed. If you have a non-compliance suspension because of an old traffic ticket that you had insurance on, bring that proof of insurance for that specific date, and that way that license suspension then would be cleared. Otherwise, if you owe fines and or court costs and your license is suspended due to that, bring a form of payment if you have any. It's certainly not a requirement, but it certainly would be helpful if you
you're able
to do that. We are waiving the $60 filing fee for any OTH case on Thursday, so that would not be required.
So you guys are helping people, right, basically? So.
Right, we're trying to help them before they come see us with the invitation from law enforcement.
That's the goal. But they have to come see us Thursday to do
that. It's kind of an evil laugh there.
Hey, well, you know, it's Halloween season, you know, so we got to get that perfected, right?
I'll give you that. All right. I think we covered it. Go to FinleyOhio.gov and click on DUS clinics, basically. Municipal Court.
Right.
Finley Municipal Court. All right. Finley Municipal Court judges Stephanie Bishop and Alan Hackenberg. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks
for having us as always.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.